In the mountains of Peru, there is a place well known as the lost city of the Incas, built out of solid stone. Here the native woman Julia lived and raised four sons, cultivating barren land. Her work was never done.
One by one her sons grew up and had to move away. They could not make it on the land, much to her dismay. Julia's health declined a bit with every passing year. Her back was bowed, her eyes were dim, she could no longer hear.
Life is hard, she said, but life is grand. In the midst of pain and suffering, we come to understand. We understand. Then one day she saw a man come walking very fast. She realized her youngest son had come back home at last. She rejoiced to see his face with such a healthy glow. He'd been sickly when he left so many years ago.
With his book he said to her, my life's been renewed, and I believe with all my heart it can do the same for you. Treasure what the teacher says, and you will come to see truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance is the key.
Something stirred in Julia's heart. A tear fell from her eye. She held the book close to her chest and looked up at the sky. She tried to move her lips to speak, but no words ever came. She sensed the life she'd always known would never be the same. Life is hard, she said, but life is grand. In the midst of pain and suffering, we come to understand. We understand.
Julia was delighted after 80 years of toil cultivate her character and find it fertile soil. She marveled at the mysteries that the book explained. First her vision was restored, then she could hear again.
Now in her room a photograph is hanging on the wall. Julia stands there every day and looks at it a while. She thinks of all the wondrous things that have come to be, then nods her head and softly says, thank you, Master Lee.
Thank you, teacher, thank you, that's all that I can say. I try to be deserving of all you do for me each day. I hear the children playing now and the songbirds up on high. You've given me for free what gold and silver cannot buy.
Life is hard, she said, but life is grand. In the midst of pain and suffering, we come to understand. We understand.